こんにちは、きのこです。映画のイングリッシュ。この番組では、映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて、英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私、きのこと、映画大好きなマイクです。
Hello, きのこ How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I am a little tired.
Tired?
I am
Why?
Well, I was kept up awake.Last night because of all of the rain that we are getting here in Hiroshima.
Oh, heavy rain in Hiroshima.
Yeah, maybe some mudslides.
Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine here. We're not near like any hills or mountains or rivers.
Oh, you live in a mountain area?
Outside of Hokkaido, every area is a mountain area in Japan.
No, Hokkaido is also a mountain area.
Yeah, that's true. There are lots of mountains in Hokkaido. Everywhere in Japan, except maybe Okinawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah. Do you have a river or some mountain?
There are a couple of rivers in this area. And, you know, they beeped last night.But we're kind of far away from it, so it's not a problem for us. So,
you live in an apartment?
Yeah.
How many story you live?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, not too concerned about flooding or mudslide. So, that's all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how has your week been since last we talked?
This week, pretty good.そうだね。We did nothing for Father's Day.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your husband.
Yeah, but last Tuesday, I met my father and have lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, in a sushi, kaiten sushi, rotary sushi restaurant.
Sushi?
Yeah.
You didn't go to Matsuo?
No. あとジンギスカンじゃないよ。回転寿司 is inexpensive.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I'm sure it's really fresh.
そうだね。そう。And there are some great 回転寿司 restaurant in Hokkaido.
I can imagine. The one regret that I have about Hokkaido is...I wanted to, my wife and I, we both wanted to go to like a proper sushi restaurant with, you know, the sushi chef stands behind there and he makes it.
Hey, omachi ってやつね。
Yeah. and like one of those places, because I heard about this place, there's a Japanese sushi chef who lives in LA.And it's like one of the best restaurants in LA. And what happens is he goes fishing in the morning and catches a bunch of fish. And you go in and it's like $100. And he serves you. You don't get to choose what you want. It's whatever he makes.
そうなんだ。
And he just serves it to you.
So you can't resist.What he offered for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just, like, this is what I'm making today here.
そうなの? だけど、でも Japanese, I think at least Japanese proper restaurant didn't do that. They will make whatever you like.
Yeah. He's like 80?Or 90 80? Years old. He's like a master sushi chef.
In LA?
Yeah. He just does whatever he wants to do. He can. People don't care.
そうなんだ。Strange.
People are happy. They get to eat real sushi.
So. And did you try it? No?
It's like $100.
For luxury people.
Yeah. It's expensive.
But you can taste good sushi in a kaiten sushi restaurant in Japan.
In Hokkaido.
インの他よ。
I think in the rest of Japan, everything is fake. I've seen those reports, right? They have like the tuna. And like, oh, we'll give you the nice tuna and it's cheap. And then they go and it's like, oh, that's not real tuna.
そっか。エノカイド we can taste good salmon.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good salmon in Hokkaido.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, またこれで Hokkaido 話になっちゃうから。Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so actually,、this week I watched a couple、mm. of movies.
Oh, good.、
aside from the、Moonrise Kingdom. I almost forgot the name of the movie we're talking about.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Actually, I had a very doggy week.
Doggy week?
Yes, it was a doggy week for me. I don't know why, but a very heavy dog theme.
Okay.
It all started early this week. I was watching YouTube videos. And while watching the YouTube videos, an Amazon commercial played.
Some commercial.
And it made me cry.
What?
Yeah, I cried watching an Amazon commercial on YouTube.
And,
The commercial is like a mother and father have like this newborn baby that they're like taking home for the first time. Mm-hmm. And they have this big like Labrador retriever.
Oh.
And so there's the mother and father are like playing with the baby and the doggy's like, ooh, what's that? What's that? Ooh, I'm interested. I want to go see it. And the dog comes up and it looks at the baby and the baby looks at the dog. And then the baby starts crying because I guess she's scared of the doggy. So the doggy just like walks off and looks very sad. And the daddy looks at the doggy and he looks very sad. And then the next scene is they have like this plush toy. It's a lion. And the baby like really likes the lion. So the daddy gets on Amazon and orders this kind of like lion mane and puts it on the doggy. And now the baby likes the doggy. And for some reason, it made me cry. I don't know why. It was like so sad.
It's easy, though.
Easy, the easier it is, the easier it is for me to cry over it. I don't know why, but yeah.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but newborn baby doesn't cry, doesn't weep.
I know.
They don't feel scared, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I just felt I felt bad for the dog. The dog just wanted to be friends, and the baby was like, no. And then
even if the doggy wears a lion mask.
With the lion thing, the baby was happy. The baby liked the lion thing.
Okay.
So,
can I watch it in the YouTube?
I don't know. It's a commercial, so it was just a random.
Ah, so ka, so ka.
You might be able to find it, but yeah. And then later in the week, my wife was like, "Oh, I want to watch a movie," and I was like, "Oh, okay." And she was like, "I want to watch a movie with a dog." I was like, and after watching the Amazon commercial, and then I was like. Do you remember the last time we watched a dog movie? It was the Richard Gere Hachi.
Hachi.
Yeah. I cried.
You cried, Hachi.
During the whole movie. Because I know the story. Right? And and you see Richard Gere, he finds the doggy and he starts playing with the doggy. And I'm crying because it's like, I know what's going to happen. And then that first scene where the dog follows him to the station, the train station, and waits there. It's like, I'm just crying. Like, because I know it's going to happen. And so I'm telling my wife, she's like, do you remember Hachi, right? And she's like, oh, it's a comedy.
As she said?
Yeah, the movie, it's a comedy. I'm like, oh, okay. If it's a comedy, I'm thinking, do you know Air Bud?
No.
Air Bud is about this dog that plays basketball. I'm like, okay, something like that. So we watched Marley and Me.
Marley.
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It stars Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston.
It's about a doggy movie.
It is a dog movie. It's based on a true story, I think.
Like Hatchie?
Yeah. And I don't want to spoil it, but the synopsis, the plot is that Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston are married. Jennifer Aniston is like, oh, I want to have a baby. And Owen Wilson is kind of like... And he's like, Owen Wilson is talking to his friend. And his friend is like, oh, get her a dog. Get her a puppy. And she'll be happy. She'll stop talking about kids. So Owen Wilson gets this puppy. And it's just a horrible dog. It goes to the bathroom inside. It just chews everything. It just barks all the time. They can't train this dog.
Oh.
And so it's really funny. And so we see, you know, the family and they start to have kids and the dog starts to get older. And it's just, it's a good, fun movie. It's a fun movie. It's a very funny movie.
Fun.
But.
Did you cry?
No, I did not cry. Okay. I did not cry because one scene, I will talk about one scene near the end of the movie. And of course, the dog is getting older and it's, you know, having a hard time walking. And so Owen Wilson is like, oh, let's go for a walk. And so they go for this walk and you see the dog kind of limping around. And in the background, you know, you see this, the sun is setting. So you see this old dog and the sun is setting in the background. And Owen Wilson and the dog just kind of stop and sit on the side of this hill to watch the setting sun. I left. I just got up and left the room because I don't know about in Japan, but for us in the West, you know, that image of a setting sun or when you talk about winter, it carries a meaning of death.
So sometimes it connects. Yeah.
You know, especially like in poetry and literature, it carries that meaning. So it's like, I know what's coming. So I just got up and I just left. And my wife is just laughing. Because it's the same thing with Hachi, right? We're watching Hachi and I'm sitting there crying. And I actually, like, tears are pouring down my cheeks. And my wife just looks at me. She just starts laughing at me. She's like, why are you crying? Like, it's so sad. So for Marley and Me, a good movie, but I just left the room and I didn't want to watch that.
Oh, so you didn't watch the last scene?
I did not see that scene, though.
Okay.
I left. And then I was stupid. And a couple of days later, I watched a Keanu Reeves movie called John Wick.
John Wick.
Yes. And... it has Keanu Reeves and it has William Dafoe. A small
William
role.
Dafoe, really?
Yeah, small role. And this isn't really a spoiler. It's the plot of the movie. It's a great movie. I love this movie. It's a good just action film. But the main plot, and you get all of this in like the first 5 minutes of the movie. John Wick's wife dies. And then it's like maybe, you know, cancer or some kind of illness or something like that. And so he's like very heartbroken. And she like ordered a dog. So like after she died.
Another dog.
Yeah, another dog. she has a puppy delivered to him. And it's like very sentimental. It's like, oh, you don't have to be alone and everything like that. Then he... kind of meets these like Russian mafia guys. And the guy like wants to buy his car and he's like, no. And he drives off. So they, I guess, follow him and they break into his house and the dog is burp, 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 is barking and they kill his dog. They kill the dog and they steal his car. And then Keanu Reeves gets really, really pissed. And I don't think you will watch it. So I'm going to just real quickly here, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It turns out that Keanu Reeves is like an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and kills all of the Russian mafia. He's so pissed. Like, that's my dog you killed. It just kills everyone.
Wow.
It's a good movie.
It's,
it is, you know. It starts off so like, oh, you killed a dog. It's a puppy. You killed a puppy.
Puppy.
Yeah. Not just a dog, but a puppy, a cute little beagle puppy.
Mm.
And he gets pissed and just kills everyone. Yeah.
Violent doggy movie.
Yes. It's a doggy revenge movie. And it's good. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so let's.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
Streaming news のコーナーです。Mike, let's go!
Let's go, let's go! And we're going to start off the news with something really quite sad. And Anton Yelchin.
Anton Yelchin.
Yes, he is probably most famous for being Chekhov in the reboot of Star Trek. He was in Chekhov. He was in the latest... No, he was in Terminator Salvation, and he's been in a couple of like smaller movies. But yeah, he's most famous for being Chekhov in the newest Star Trek movies. And he died this week at the age of 27.
Wow, too young, dane.
Way too young. Way too young. Yeah.
Why? Why?
I don't know all of the details, but it seems that he thought that he put his car into park and got out and was standing behind his car. But it seems that his car was in neutral and it rolled back.
Oh, wow.
And it pinned him like up against the wall or something like that.
So that tanda.
Yeah. So a really just kind of freak accident. It's very sad.
Wow. Wow. So.
Yeah, too many people are dying. It's sad.
Sad.
But we do have some happier news.
Happier news.
Yes, we got... What was that?
Dun, 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 dun,
yay!
Hey! Happy news.
Happy news, yes.
Yes,
we got another email.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's from the same person. And I forgot to ask permission to use her name.
Okay.
So
anonymous.
Yeah, we'll call her A-chan.
Okay.
And if she will let us use her name, then in the future, we will use her name.
Okay.
And so she wrote us to talk about the perks of being a wallflower. You remember the perks of being a wallflower, right? So very quickly, she says, I usually take off Wednesday, but I go to work in the morning. So before I go to work, I want to talk to you about wallflower. I knew Ezra Miller, Patrick. I saw his movie, We Need to Talk About Kevin. It was also a great movie. Have you seen We Need to Talk About Kevin?
No, I haven't never seen this name, even name.
Same here. All right, continuing. Ezra was so cruel, but I couldn't forget his eyes. Does he have nice eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was surprised that Ezra in Wallflower was a very delicate guy. He smiled and he was nice. He was very nice in that movie, right? Great personality. And Emma Watson, she is so incredible. I started to like her. What did you think of Emma Watson?
Oh, recently in TV, on TV, we can watch the series of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And そうだね。いやだから、so we can watch her in that movie. And this movie is, and she grown up so rapidly and matured in this movie.
Yeah, I have to say that from the Harry Potter series, it's Emma mm-hmm. Watson, Daniel Radcliffe, mm-hmm. and Rupert Gint.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Those are the three main people.
Mm-hmm. Three men and another man. So.
Yeah. She was like, she was the most talented
mm-hmm.
out of those three in terms of
I
acting.
Think so. Yeah. そうだね。
Mm-hmm. Okay. And continuing, and there is such nice music in the movie. I love the scene where Patrick and Sam dance in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Nice scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was creepy. You know, they were brother and sister. I mean, later you find out that they're like adopted or something like the stepbrother mm-hmm. and sister or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I thought it was creepy at the time. After I finished the movie, I watched the scene again and again on YouTube. So if you like that scene, you can watch it on YouTube. It's somewhere on YouTube. And best of all, the last song, Hello. I never knew that Hello is a David Bowie song.
Ah, so なんだ.
I did not know that either. I'm not a big David Bowie fan, but we talked about that before. Are you?
No.
Okay. I knew Hello because it was used in Moulin Rouge, starring Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. Have you seen Moulin Rouge?
ちょっとだけ on TV.
Okay. Is that the one with Renee Zellweger? Is she in that too?
I don't remember.
Or was she in Chicago? Yeah, she's in Chicago.
She is in Chicago, but I don't think she was on Moulin Rouge.
No, there's burlesque, and that is Christina Aguilera and Cher. Then there was Chicago, that was with Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones, and then Moulin Rouge, Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. All right, so Moulin Rouge is also one of my favorite movies. So I will talk to you about this movie sometime. Good. Maybe we can watch that sometime if we can find it streaming. So they sang that song in the movie. That was my first time I've ever heard Hello. It is so good and I loved it so much. So I was very
I see. Mm.
So I was very surprised when I heard Hello in Wallflower. I also saw David Bowie sing Hello on YouTube. He was so good and so cool. I was sad he's gone this year. Wow. Yeah. Again, another incredibly talented person gone this year.
So だね. So many, many people gone.
Or is it just because we're getting older? I mean...
But boy was still young.
Yeah. Yeah. Anton?
But
see, that's what I'm... What I mean is that... We know David Bowie. I mean, we've heard of David Bowie, but people in their teens, probably like, I don't know who that is. I mean, like Anton Yelchin, they'd be like, oh, that's so sad because they have a kind of a connection with him. We have connections with a lot more people because we've been around 25 years. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your email. So energetic email, and you have many, many information about songs and movies and actors and actresses.
Yes, thank you very much. And we hope to hear from you again in the future. And anyone else?
Thank you. またメールください。ありがとうございます。
All right. So then I guess that leaves us with today's main topic.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Ah.
本日お届けするのは Moonrise Kingdom ですね。let me explain in Japanese synopsis, okay?
Okay.
本日取り上げる Sorry. Excuse me.
La 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 la. Warm up the vocal cords.
Okay. Moonrise Kingdom. あらすじを申し上げます。本日取り上げる映画は2012年のアメリカ映画です。Moonrise Kingdom です。舞台は1960年代のアメリカ東海岸ニューイングランド島。周囲の環境に馴染めない12歳の少年サムと少女スージー。教会の演劇で知り合った2人は恋に落ちて文通を始めますが、ある日彼らは駆け落ちすることを決意。島を一人で守っているシャープ。警部やボーイスカウトのフォード隊長、スージの両親や周囲の大人たちは2人を追いかけ、小さな島に起こった波紋は瞬く間に島中に広がっていきます。12歳の少年と少女が駆け落ちしたことから始まる騒動を独特のユーモアと色彩で描いたドラマです。以上。
Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom.
Kingdom. How do you feel?
Well, first, let's just take a second here and let's say that directed by Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
I've only seen one other Wes Anderson film.
What?
The Aquatic Life with Steve Zissou.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also with Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm. What's the title once again?
The Life Aquatic.
Life Aquatic.
With Steve Zissou. And that, it has Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Kate Blanchett, Angelica Houston, William Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum. So, again, like this movie, we have Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton, Bruce Willis, and Ed Norton. So, some really good actors, and the acting is really good.
Yes, we can at least in the Netflix watch Moonrise Kingdom and Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah. We can't watch the Grand Budapest Hotel?
No, on the Hulu, not on Hulu and Netflix or other movie distribution site. Okay. Only the DVD in Japan, at least.
I don't know how I feel about that. All right, so why don't you start us off? What did you think?
This movie.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the best in this year movie I watched.
Really?
Yeah, I literally love it.
Okay, what did you love? Explain this to me.
Okay. First of all, this is very, very beautiful. I think the color, how he used the color is very incredible. Like yellow and pink and red is so brilliant. So this is so artistic. Well organized and well, he think very, very much about the color and like and also I was impressed in his camera works,
cinematography.
Yeah, it's like a dollhouse movie.
Yeah,
for the first part, it's on their Suji's house, and it's like a very cute and well organized and so colorful, like dollhouse.
Mm.
So it's so cute. Ah, kawaii. それでもうそのすごい。I was so impressed in his artistic talent. The story itself, it's not so impressive.
No.
The story itself, but how he think about
the movie like an art, as an art. I love this, his movie.
I understand.
Mm. And the music works well.
Yeah.
Some of the classical music was used, and they are all a good match with this movie. And so I like it. So how about you?
So like you said, the story, it's a basic story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute.
Basic is, cute. Kind of.
I thought it was a cute, kind of adorable mm-hmm. story, you know, two mm-hmm. kids
mm-hmm.
falling in love and
yeah,
everything like that. And I mean, it is a basic story, and that's fine. I mean, a lot of like really good classic movies, it is just a basic story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Star Wars. In truth, the story itself, it's really simple. It's really basic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what is kind of the foundation for a good movie.
Mm.
You know, the story doesn't get too complicated. It doesn't get in mm-hmm. the way of enjoying the mm-hmm. experience. Mm. So the story itself is it's basic. It's fun. It's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Anderson does kind of reminds me of Tim Burton.
Mm.
The style is different, but mm-hmm. there is a very definite kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, you will see the same thing, those colors, mm-hmm. this really mm-hmm. very bright and kind of like pop off mm-hmm. the screen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I like. I really do like that. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was just very beautiful watching it. And again, the cinematography, like you were saying, that kind of opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
Where he makes the house, it looks like a dollhouse.
Mm.
That's cool. But mm-hmm. I had to watch The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou twice.
Twice? You watched it twice?
I had to watch it twice because the first mm-hmm. time I didn't understand it.
Oh, really? The story.
Yeah, the story. I didn't understand the story.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have to watch this movie again to really kind of understand. And another reason that I compare him to Tim Burton mm-hmm. is watching a Wes Anderson film, watching a Tim Burton film
mm-hmm.
always makes me feel a little stupid.
Stupid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always feel like there is something that I don't understand. There's something happening that I should understand,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't understand it. And it makes me feel kind of stupid.
Mm.
Like, again, going back to that opening scene with mm-hmm. the dollhouse, I don't quite understand what's happening there. I mean, the camera work and everything, it's really cool. Mm. And visually, mm-hmm. it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it telling some kind of story there? You know, you're like zooming in and out and
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, Bill Murray sitting there like reading his newspaper and
mm-hmm.
it's like, is there something I'm supposed to understand from this? Because I don't. Or is it just there
mm-hmm.
to look pretty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
そうだな。I didn't find any meanings, any meaning in this opening scene, and that. But I was attracted. What's happening to them? And I think, なんて言ったらいいのかな。なんて言ったらいいの、この、とにかくあんまりこうカメラがああいう風に動いて家の中を撮っている様子がを見るっていうことがあんまりあのカメラワークの映画って見たことがないからなんかね家の中に いる感じがしたの。 I felt I was in that house.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, you know, you do get that sense. But I was just, I don't know, maybe I'm just overthinking it. Because, again, the second time that I watched The Aquatic Life with Steve Zissou, I just allowed the experience to happen. And I enjoyed it a lot more. So maybe that's, that you just have to have that mindset, that way of thinking. Don't try to analyze or try to understand everything. Don't think.
So, so, just okay. Talking about the New England. This is based on the New England island. And the landscape is so beautiful. So what do you imagine for New England Island for U.S. people? That's, it's kind of nostalgia or a resort.
New England?
Yeah.
Oh, if you go up to New England, up into that area. No. It's a lot of like fishing.
Fishing.
Yeah, there's a lot of fishing. There's also some kind of like really nice neighborhoods up in that area.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it urban?
Not so much. It's a little more rural. So you don't really get a lot of cities or anything like that. Just really nice neighborhoods, maybe.
Neighborhoods like what?
Well, I think what we saw in Moonrise Kingdom, that that is kind of what it would look like. So
the this movie is about a 60s movie.
60s, yeah, I think it was in the 60s.
So isn't it any different in this era and the 60s? Isn't there different?
I was not alive.
Oh.
But thank you.
We are still young.
We are 25.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think, again, I think it's, it, I mean, the movie is so well made. I think that it captures everything about the 60s so well. The clothing, even the dialogue. Maybe it's a little difficult for you to get that, but just the way that they are talking, it really makes you feel like it's the 60s. The style of speech, it's very...
Oh, 違うんだ.
Yes.
Hey.
I mean,
and the actors did it well.
Yeah. Oh, Edward Norton was fantastic in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Edward Norton, Ward, Captain Wardock.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just fantastic. I loved him in that movie. In this movie.
I see. So, how about Bill Murray? He sometimes act in some Wes Anderson's movies.
Yes. Yeah, they seem to have a good working relationship. And Bill Murray is Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is Bill Murray. And Bill Murray acts like Bill Murray. So he's just always Bill Murray, which is good. I like Bill Murray. I think he's really funny. Very funny guy.
And maybe the most famous actor in this movie is Bruce Willis, isn't it?
I was going to say Tilda Swinton, but okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Bruce Willis.
I didn't find him in the first part, at first. 最初、あ、この人なんか誰かに似てるなと思って見せたら、あれ、ブルース・ウィリスかなと思って。それで、もう一回、他のウェブサイト見たら、ブルース・ウィリスって書いてあって、あ、本当だ、本当だと思って。I couldn't understand. He changed so much in this movie.
He is very different in this movie.
But he works very good.
Yeah, and I have to say that over the past few years, mm-hmm. Bruce Willis has not been doing like a very good job.
Didn't do any job.
No, he's like, oh, I will show up today and I'll do a little work. Now give me my money. Right. So he hasn't really been putting a lot of effort into it. And mm-hmm. for me personally, this movie is very stylized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So stylized. That's going to be stylized.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a Wes Anderson style.
Mm-hmm.
Again, those colors and the cinematography. And the acting. Everyone has this kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but there's this like style of acting that all of the characters have. The two kids, Bill Murray, mm-hmm. Edward Norton, Bruce Willis, Tilda Swinton, mm-hmm. everyone else. They're, except from the narrator. The narrator was a little bit different. But just that style of speech and the movement mm-hmm. and everything is like so very stylized
mm-hmm.
that it was hard to tell, like, is Bruce Willis like trying? Because the style itself seems kind of lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. I enjoyed Bruce Willis in the movie, so.
Each character have their own impressive characteristic style.
Yeah.
Even their talking. そう、だからさ、なんかすごい頑張って何か演じてるっていうよりも、なんか全体的に本当に人形の家の世界のような気がして。Every person act like a doll. Dolls, I felt. なんかそんな気がして。なんか本当におとぎ話。いや、そう、なんかおとぎ話を見ている感じ。Like a fairy tale, っていうか。
I, no, sorry. No, I really like that you were saying about dolls. Because watching it, my first impression was, especially watching Bruce Willis and Edward Norton, it's like, it looked to me like they were trying to act a little like Bill Murray. And if you've seen any like Bill Murray movies, I've seen a lot of Bill Murray movies. Bill Murray does have like a very distinct style with his acting. And it is, I would say it is, especially like his body. A lot of the times his body, it's kind of stiff. So it doesn't move a lot. You say doll and that just in my head, like, yeah, doll's a little stiff. Everything's a little stiff feeling.
So
that makes a lot of sense. That changes the movie for me. To think that maybe like this whole thing is just like a girl or a little boy who has a dollhouse. And they're just, you know, creating this story and they're playing with their dolls and playing out this story.
So it's not unrealistic, but artistic. But we can artistically enjoy this movie. そう、だからなんか嫌なことがあったときにちょっと気分を紛らわすために見るとホッとする意味が We can feel relieved after we had some bad things in our real life.
I think
to escape to the fairy tale world.
Exactly.
There were some of the funny scenes are there.I loved the scene Bill Murray threw his shoes on the Ford, on Captain Ford.
Yes.
You are stupid.
Oh, Bill Murray is, he is so funny.
Yeah. And also, Sam, he was captured by the Boy Scout members.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taken to the Bruce Willis's apartment or house.
Yeah.
And they have dinner together.
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis offered a beer.
Yeah. It was the 60s.
He was 60.
No, I mean, it's set in the 60s.
Yeah. 60s.
Yeah.
そうだね。そうだね。
What I thought was really funny is like, Sam was like really depressed. So Bruce Willis like, oh, here, have a little beer. And he drinks it. And then Sam's like, tells him this story. Like, oh, I'm in love. And you could see like Bruce Willis' character's like, I understand. I understand, you know, I'm in love with her mother.
Yeah.
I'm the same as you, man. Here, have another beer. Drink up, man. Let's have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of comedy, だけど. It's kind of comedy story.
It is comedy. It is a comedy.
But we can't laugh out loud. ハハハハってわけじゃないんだけど、クスクスクスって笑える.
No. It really isn't a laugh out loud kind of thing, but it does... It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the first time we see Edward Norton as the Scoutmaster Ward, you know, he's just, you know, comes out of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like smoking a cigarette and doing his little whatever that thing around his neck is and like checking all of the scouts and everything. It's like that, that was really funny. But you don't laugh. But you do enjoy it.
そうそうそうそういう感じそうだね.
But
I know
there were two scenes that I laughed hysterically. The first scene was when they discover Sam ran away. Right, the Ward goes into the tent, and Sam isn't in the tent. And he looks around, and it's just like from Shawshank Redemption. There's the picture on the side of the tent where he cut a hole to go through the tent.
Yeah. Are you right?
I am. It's like, why didn't you just go out the front door? It makes no difference. And I just thought that was so funny. And actually, I started watching a movie with my wife. And I saw that and I was just laughing. And she looks at me like, what is so funny? So, but anyway, and then the second one, again, another scene with a tent. And this is when Sam and Susie... are together on the beach.
Yeah.
And the parents, everyone is coming and they run into the tent.
And once Sam opens the zipper and then he's again closes it.
Yeah, he closes. He like closes the zipper and then Bill Murray comes up and he just picks up the tent.
And he was tried to thrown, but he put it in softly.
But I thought that was funny because Sam, like, he's like zipping the door. Like, that's going to stop him. Yeah. He just comes and picks up the tent. So, yeah, there are some... brilliant moments in this movie. If you go into this movie with like no expectations, you don't think too much about it, you'll enjoy it. And I have to say that I'm kind of looking forward to watching some more Wes Anderson films.
そうだね. I really want to watch Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
But 今のとこさ, we can only rent in the Tsutaya TV. So it's sad. 早く Netflix でやんないかなと思って。
That would be nice. Maybe soon. Oh, talking about Netflix. Sorry. So I don't know, like, if this is going to extend to Japan or if it's going to take, you know, longer time. But Netflix in America signed a deal with Disney. So all Disney and Disney property films starting this fall will be on Netflix. So at least at the moment, they're saying Netflix America.
So, Japanese ないのかな?
I don't know. It might take a little bit more time.
でもそうな
んだ。 I'm hoping.
ね、そう。日本はまだ
出てないのかな。 I mean, that is Disney, the Disney animated films, the Disney live action films. That's Pixar. That's the Marvel films. And that is the Lucas films. So a lot of content.
そうだね。Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah, strongly recommend this movie.
I recommend a movie as well. It's a good watch. Just a nice day.
Especially for women, I think.
Especially for women.
Okay. Women will like it.
What about girls? Little girls?
ちょっと早くない? Too early for girls.
Too early. Yeah, it is a little, maybe a little difficult.
ちょっとね。
Yeah. So. Teenagers?
Depends.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going? I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは、本日はこの辺でお開きです。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。Mike, what's next?
Next week.Next week, we are going to be watching Streets of Fire as recommended by Eitan. Yeah, this is William Dafoe.
Okay, Streets of Fire. 来週お届けするのは Street of Fire. これは Hulu でご覧いただけます。見られる方はぜひ見てくださいね。番組 E メールは映画の English.comメールは mike@english.com inoko@english.com です。では、いただきありがとうございました。また次回もよろしくお願いします。
And thank you very much for listening and we hope that you will join us in watching Streets of Fire. If you look at the show notes for this episode,down near the bottom there will be a link to the trailer on YouTube so you can see the trailer. This looks like a very kind of silly movie. I think it's going to be kind of a silly movie, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a good 80s movie. So we hope that you'll watch it with us. Until next time, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.